Welcome to a new podcast by the Stemazing Women Project from Universidad de Castilla-La Mancha in Spain, in Albacete. Today we will be talking with two brilliant young women who are pursuing a career in STEM on how to build confidence and resilience in this exciting and challenging field. Christina has both a degree and master in computer science and is actually working towards her PhD in advanced computing technologies. Natalia is in the last year of her degree in computer engineering studies. Besides, she is the student delegate at her school. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why did you choose a career in STEM?
Well, honestly, ever since I was a kid, I was very interested in science. I guess most specifically natural sciences when I was a child. I really, really enjoyed playing with the chemistry sets, kits that they sell for kids. And for many, many years, I really liked researching everything related to that. And to be honest, I wanted to be a biologist as a kid. But at the same time, I also really liked working with computers and trying out new stuff on them, and I learned to program when I was very young, and then I got to my late years of middle school and I had a terrible biology teacher and I no longer wanted to study biology. And at the same time I had a very, very good technology teacher, and I think that steered me a lot more towards engineering. So I think that's the main reason why I am studying what I study nowadays.
Okay.
Well, I actually come from a bit of a different background. I studied classical music before, but I wanted to start a new career that would really challenge me. When I look at my options, I saw that computer science checked a box, and on top of that, it had a strong job market. At first, I thought I wouldn't do very well because of my previous studies, but once I realized I could get good grades and then actually enjoy the content, I decided I wanted to stay with it all the way.
How do you deal with problems and difficulties as they arise? How do you motivate yourself to keep going?
Well, I like to think that I am very privileged and I do not have any really, really bad problems. I've got good health, I've got a family that can support me in my studies, and I've got very good friends. So most of my problems seem not that important. Just maybe I have to do a lot of work in school, but it's not the end of the world. So I think the answer to that is to be resilient towards your problems and to realize that you can always count on other people who support and love you, and that's very important to ask their help whenever you need it. So yeah, I think relying on a network of people that are closest to you and having patience is one of the best solutions.
Okay.
Whenever I ran into problems, I always thought that it was important to have different ways to solve them. Getting help from classmates was a big one for me, and it really supporting work too. In the early stages of the degree, I also found a lot of useful resources online, like forums, tutorials, guides that helped me get past the first obstacles. Something else that helped me was being active in class. I tried to prepare ahead of time so I could spot any gaps or doubts and then ask the professors directly. I also tried to think that it was kind of a game. Each course or each subject was like a level you have to beat, and the key was to figuring out what really mattered. And most importantly, I did not get discouraged when something didn't go well. I remind myself that it was all part of the process.
Good point. Colleges, universities, companies, do you think they can be more supportive of girls and women interested in pursuing a STEM career to build their confidence and success in the long term and in their future career?
Well, I think everyone can be a bit more supportive, but I don't think we should put our focus on colleges and universities. I think students in high school or even earlier than that in middle school are already choosing subjects that will very much define what they will study in the future. And even though you are able to study something in high school and then change your study path towards your career, your degree, I think it's very challenging and it's not common at all. So I think supporting girls way earlier than college is a lot more necessary than implementing new measures in universities nowadays. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it should arrive a lot earlier, the help for the girls.
Primary school.
Yeah, so definitely.
Well, I think there is still room for improvement when it comes to supporting women in STEM. Things like creating more inclusive environments, encouraging collaboration and offering mentorship opportunities can make a big difference. It's also really helpful to have visible role models. Seeing other women succeed in these fields gives you the confidence to believe you can do it too. The more support women receive early on, the easier it is to build confidence and feel like you belong, which helps not just during your studies, but throughout your whole career.
What advice would you give to young women who are hesitant to pursue a career in STEM due to gender bias or expectation from society?
Well, I think you should never follow expectations from anybody else but yourself. That at the end, you are your best ally and your best advocate, and you should choose for yourself and not for what others think about you. So it's really important to make choices for yourself and not for others. And if STEM is what they like, then they should totally go for it.
Okay.
I tell them that if they are curious or something about it catch their attention, they shouldn't hesitate, just go for it. You have to try it and not let what others say hold you back. Studying something you're genuinely motivated about makes learning so much more enjoyable. Plus, choosing this path is also a step forward in breaking down bias, so that one day we can really talk about STEM careers in terms of equality. Doing something that inspires and motivates you is essential. I truly believe it's key to growing as a person and wish you all try to make that happen.
Thank you so much, Christina and Natalia. It has been a pleasure to share these minutes with you two. I am sure you have been an inspiration for many young girls who may be attracted to STEM, but still hesitate about it. If you want to hear more about women in STEM, do not forget to follow us in the Facebook and in LinkedIn.